This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who saw the new Ravens concessions prices for what they're calling their flock-friendly fare? It's a very alliterative, cute way of saying, We got some cheap stuff now, people. That's basically what the flock-friendly fare is.
Yes, it is.
The Falcons led the way on this. This is why Arthur Blank should be in the Hall of Fame. It's why Arthur Blank is in the Ring of Honor with the Atlanta Falcons. And now a lot of other teams are seeing that this works, and you can actually do this and maybe not lose a ton of money. And if you do lose some money, it's okay because it's well worth it to take care of your people, right? They have 11 new items, or items, I should say, with new prices, under $5 at their stadium, Danny. I will go through them with you right now. The barbecue chicken sandwich at Ravens games will cost
$4.99.
Nachos will cost $4.49. Hot dogs will only cost $3.49.
Unreal.
You want a big jumbo soft pretzel? No problem. $1.99.
When we went, my son and I went to the Ravens game years ago. That was what that was even then?
Really?
Yeah, we got 5 soft pretzels over the course of the game because that's what he wanted. I had one myself, and it was, you know, again, that would have cost me $50 probably had I gone to Nubs Field.
French fries are $3.49, as are peanuts. Blackbird chips, I guess that's like the type of, you know, dipping chip, queso dip and chips that you can get, $2.49. Popcorn, $1.99. By the way, that's my purchase.
There you go.
If we're doing one of those graphics that people build, Toki, you're good at this kind of stuff. Let's build a graphic where we do the rows and we say you get X amount of dollars and you have to pick your items. For me, $1.99 pretzel, boom goes the dynamite. $1.99 popcorn, let's do this thing. 24-ounce sodas, only $3.99. I mean, movie theaters sleep on what the Ravens are doing. 20-ounce bottle of water is $3.49. That's still painful, but that's half of what it costs in a lot of places. And here's the best one. A 12-ounce beer, Danny, $4.99.
I just happen to have a list of some prices for Nubs Field. To contrast right there. And then
Where did you get that?
This is from an Eric Flack. He tweeted a picture of they've done some accenting on some of the signage. So it's a little bit burgundy, a little bit gold, which is nice. But then you could see the price is pretty clear as day. I'm going to turn it around and show you the picture from his account. You could see those. Okay. And you see a lot of large numbers next to the prices of food items.
So let's hear some of them.
For example, Ray's Hail Nachos, $29.99. That's $29.99. That is 7 times the amount of nacho cost as you have at those Ravens games.
Now, let me be clear. Having been on that food tour, not this year, but last year, that nacho bowl, so to speak, that they're giving you, it's designed like an NFL stadium, and it's this giant, like, it's a family of 6 or a big party or like a tailgating group that's all sitting together that would pass this around and consume this. My guess is the $4.49 nachos for the Ravens are just a small little like tray you'd get in a movie theater or something with like 24 chips in it that are a little circular stacked together. And that one is a crazy big one. I will say $30 for nachos, and maybe it's just because I hate nachos, that's a lot to deal with.
Well, or you could get the brisket nachos for $21.49 at this same spot.
That's a better deal. Yeah. I get meat on my nachos?
Sure, yeah.
See, that's probably a smaller
regular portion, yeah. So that's only 5 times more expensive. The jumbo beef hot dog is $9. That's $8.99 for that one.
So I don't think that's a size thing, right? I mean, the hot dog at the Ravens game and the hot dog at the Commanders game, maybe we could put them side by side to see whose is bigger. But I think the Ravens hot dog at $3.49 is probably about the same size.
You have to pay a lot for that comparison.
I don't know who has a girthier hot dog.
I couldn't tell you.
But I would... If the hot dog girth, like, what's more important for you, the length of the hot dog or the girth?
I want value. So figure that out.
You want
the equation.
Dog to not cost a whole lot.
That's what I want.
I'm just saying, what was the Commander's one?
$8.99.
And what's that? Standard 5.5 inches?
Yeah. Sick? Whatever you think standard is, yeah.
It's probably something like that.
Yeah, right?
Any hoodles.
Yep.
$3.49 for a hot dog versus whatever the Commanders one costs. Seems like the Ravens are winning that.
The jumbo pretzel. So pretzels 1-to-1 there. That's $8.99 for at the Washington game, as opposed to, remember, a fraction of that at the Ravens game.
This pretzel's $1.99. I think that pretzel's probably bigger. It's got to be.
Probably is. But again,
I think the Ravens are doing a thing where they are being much cheaper, and all the stuff is way smaller. It's like a very...
You're saying they're doing fun size bits?
I think to some extent.
So what I think is they're just not charging anywhere near these outrageous prices. I think you're dressing it up as a different way.
I think both are true. To be clear, no. Hold on.
Okay.
The Ravens are doing a better thing than Washington.
Okay.
The win here is the Ravens. The loss here is the Commanders.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But my point is, I'd like to see, but I guarantee you, if you get a soft pretzel, a guarantee strong, you pour out your thing of chips for $30 and I pour out my thing of chips for $4.99, there's a hell of a lot more chips that I'm paying the $30 for.
There'll be more chips than the $30, probably. We can just go. It's the most expensive beer in the NFL by almost a couple of dollars. The regular domestic beer, $16.99 there at this particular stand.
How many ounces?
Stand. Again, I'm not sure.
That's one of them tall boys, I think. This is where being a cocktail guy, not a beer guy, doesn't help me a whole lot.
The canned cocktail is $22.99.
And how much is that? How many ounces?
Again, I don't know.
How many ounces in a tall boy beer?
20 is your usual tall boy.
Okay. Be 20 ounces, 24 ounces, up to 32. Commonly 16. So if it's commonly 16 ounces, let's say 16 to 20, this is $4.99 for 12 ounces. That's a bottle.
Yeah. So the 16-ounce beer in the NFL, so that's what they measure the cost for, who has the most expensive beer. Washington, number one by far, $16.49. The next closest is the Raiders in Vegas at $14.99. So they are lapping people in that
regard.
I saw
number one on that list was the Bengals, whose same exact beer as Washington is six-something. $6 and some change. That one's tough for me.
Bottled water, $6.
Because there's a lot of drunk people at these games. Some of that is done via the tailgating, but there's a lot of people that are just pummeling 7 or 8 beers while they're there.
What was that Ravens souvenir popcorn?
$1.99.
This is almost that, only one digit off, $12.99. So they put that two in, they snuck that two in there.
Again, though, pour out your popcorn. I'll pour out mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ravens, doing it correctly, give me less and charge me nothing. That's what they're doing. But you got to think.
Are there six times more kernels in that Washington one than there are on the Ravens
one? I don't think it's six times as many.
Yeah, I don't either. I think the concessions are too expensive in Washington. Now, I understand. I get it. You're running a business. You've got to make some of that $6 billion back, and you got a stadium to build. I understand. You're trying to make some money. I get it. But, it just doesn't. I wish it was not the case.
Yeah, me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.